This is Wild About Utah.
Love is in the air. While shoveling snow, it seems a bit ludicrous to say spring has arrived, but here it is. I first noticed 3 weeks ago when a burst of house finch tumbling, bubbly notes filled the vapors. That was followed by a robin dusting off some rusty phrases, which will soon be heard across the mid-latitudes of North America. What is one to think of such outrageous behavior as the snow continues to fall and the thermometers dip well below freezing? In one word, testosterone. This magical chemical surging once again, entirely dependent on the ratio of daylight to dark. It has changed to such a degree that life helplessly submits to the urge of love. Even plants are getting in the mood due to hormonal change in response to increasing length of daylight. If I were still teaching science at Logan High School, we would be tapping a spile into a box elder tree to catch the dripping sap and boil down on the Bunsen burner, transforming to delicious maple syrup. When we began this activity 32 years ago, March was the month. It gradually changed to mid-February as the winter seasons shortened. I'm guessing the pink flower of stork's-bill geranium and yellow of biscuit root is already blooming beneath the snow on south-facing slopes. Death camas leaves are beginning to poke through moist soil. Snow geese and tundra swans are beginning to populate our open waters, with sandhill cranes and many other species of waterfowl soon to follow. In the heavens, you might see golden eagles performing their talon-locked, tumbling death plunge, and paired ravens cavorting in the air. Outrageously beautiful mountain bluebirds begin decorating fence posts in the countryside. Clark's nutcrackers are beginning their migration to ridgetops for nesting activities. Great horned owls present a special case. Their hoots reached a fevered pitch during January courtship period. Nesting begins in February, but no nest building needed. They take the easy way out by occupying other raptor nests, such as red-tailed hawks, crows, or a handy ledge. They are fierce defenders of their young and have caused injury to clueless humans who approach too near. The family unit will remain together into the fall season. Coyotes and fox are in full courtship mode, showing overt affection. Parents of both of these wily canids help with den preparation and rearing pups born a few months later. Both are common and native legends for their cunning and trickery. If the day should ever come when one may camp and hear not a note of the coyote's joyous stirring song, I hope that I shall long before have passed away, gone over the great divide. This from Ernest Thomas Seton, American naturalist, author, activist, and father of the Rocky Mountain National Park.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.
This is Jack Green, and I am wild about Utah.